Now, Sinead, you must have a favourite Tina Turner song, do you?
I love GoldenEye, the James Bond theme. GoldenEye, I found your weakness. It's brilliant.
Well done.
Pierce Brosnan as well.
Yes, she was singing it to an Irishman, written by two Irishmen. Did you know that?
Well, I didn't know this until today when I saw it on Twitter. Was it Bono on the Edge?
It was. Now that you've said it, let's play it.
Yes. See him move through smoke and mirrors. Feel his presence in the crowd. Other girls, they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain, take him to the spot. Golden eye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see.
Epic, cinematic, as you would expect from a James Bond theme song. That's GoldenEye.
I have a CD in my car and it's all the James Bond hits up as far as Sheryl Crow's Tomorrow Never Dies.
Aha.
And it is a brilliant CD.
Yes. Do they all
and
sound a bit samey?
Hits are nice as well.
Do they not all sound a bit samey? No,
not at all.
Okay, you're out and about, James Bond style, in search of what?
In search of ice cream. It's such a beautiful day here. I'm on a mission in Crumlin. I have been out and about all morning. The weather is amazing, Ray. I don't have to say that to you. I know
Go on, tease us. Tease us. How lovely is it?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you what I'm wearing. I have a lovely sundress on and shades as well. And I need it today because I'm looking up at the sky here in Crumlin and I can't see a cloud in sight. I can see birds, I can see the sun, and I can see happy, smiling faces all around. What is it about the fine weather? It puts everyone in such a good mood.
No,
I was raring to get out of the bed today.
Like, imagine if we live in the country where it was sunny all the time. You know what I mean? We wouldn't have days like this. Yes. No, we wouldn't have days like this where people are smiling because it'd be just boring. Here, so you're out there. I hope you have your SPF on. I know I'm sounding like an annoying dad or uncle or mother or whatever, but have you got your sunscreen on?
I certainly do. It's very important. Yes, very important.
Yes. And you're in search of ice cream. Why Crumlin?
Well, I know that a certain ice cream man that goes by the name of Noel Tracy from Tiger Ice Cream will be out here later on in his van. I'll probably hear him before I see him.
Yes.
And he serves ice creams on the streets of Dublin and all over the county and in Kildare as well. So I'm on a mission. I'm out to find him and to find myself a beautiful 99 or, well, I don't know. I'll see what he has in store for me and he might be able to entice me to try something that's a little bit different because I'm a little bit safe when it comes to ice creams. I like the 99. I don't even like a flake in the 99. I just like
well,
the 99.
I don't think it's a 99 out of flake, is it?
It's a 98.
No, the 99 is the flake thing. You're just cone then. That's the thing. There's been loads of debate over the years why it's called a 99 and a man from Cadbury's once told me that the little flake thing was in the catalogue of produce or products from Cadbury's. It was product number 99. That's where it got its name. There are loads of different theories, and I'm sure somebody will offer up another theory today on 51551. But that's
been
the 99.
Living a lie.
Yeah. So and like, thanks for asking. Yeah. The way I eat it is, I get the 99, right? But then I shove the chocolate down into the cone, right? So then you eat it as you would eat it without the 99. But then when you get to the cone, you're getting chocolate, the cone and ice cream all together. It's just perfect. It's just delicious.
Okay. Because sometimes I don't like the contrast between the texture of the flake and the taste of the flake and then the coldness of the ice cream itself.
That's the appeal.
Yeah, I don't get it that much. And I always have to eat the flake first before I attack the ice cream.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Anyway, everyone has their own and everyone has their favourite. And you found out on the streets of Dublin what people's favourites were.
Well, I saw this one man and he was wearing a Dublin jersey and he walked past me and he had a cone in his hand and half of it was gone. There was a flake in it and that was half gone as well. And I walked past him and then I realised I need to talk to that man. So I ran back and approached him and his name was Anthony.
Every time I come into town, about twice a week, I always get my 99. Or if I'm in Dunleary, out of Teddy's, my flake, and the raspberry. Sauce they put on it, and it dribbles down the side of it.
Ah, right. That's Anthony.
And then I talked. I spoke to Denise as well, and she had a theory about the sauce.
Well, we do normally put just syrup on our toppings, but sometimes when we're having a really hot day, we'll go with marshmallows and maybe some jellies as well. We sometimes get the chocolate one as well, but we put that in the cone before we put the ice cream on it. So that's Mammy's special recipe.
Yeah, me and Denise are going well.
Very special recipe, yes, isn't it? Yes. You'd get a bit of a surprise if you didn't realise what she was up to.
Uh-huh. That was Denise.
Like, what's this? Yeah, but not everyone likes toppings. I spoke to Lindsay as well.
I don't like any toppings on my ice cream. Maybe the occasional flake, but otherwise it's more a question of the flavour of the ice cream and the mix of them.
What's your favourite flavour, Sol?
Oh, pistachio, I think. If we could get it, rum and butter, but I don't think they do rum and butter. It's mostly rum and raisin.
I'm a big fan of rum and raisin. Oh, I
rum
love
and
rum
raisin.
And raisin.
Oh, it has a bit of a kick, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. Now, rum and butter, yeah. I've never had. That's interesting.
It doesn't sound as appealing as rum and raisin.
Yeah, yeah. Anything with raisins gets me anyway.
Yeah. Okay. But they have so many flavours now, you know, sea salt and brown bread ice cream, and you wouldn't know what to get when you'd walk into an ice cream parlour.
You don't even know what a 99 is, Sinead.
I don't.
We have to educate you on ice cream today, yeah. Right?
I'd be like, vanilla, please.
Yeah. What did May have to say? Let's see.
My favourite ice cream would be a corny with a big flake in it all day long.
What about toppings? What are your favourite toppings?
Well, it would be coconuts, almonds, things like that. Not so much sweets or beets, but flake all day long. I eat half of it, and then I take the other half out and eat it, and then finish off the corner.
Half and half. May's a half and half.
She has a good way to go about it, doesn't she?
Yes. I really like this next guy. Did you find out if he's an engineer or something? The detail.
I do believe he works in a university.
Right. Not surprised. What's his name?
Kirk.
I can remember as a kid, there was what was called a screwball, which wasn't a topping, it was actually an underneath. So basically, at the bottom of the ice cream, so it was a cone-shaped holder, there was a little spherical receptacle, shall we call it, for a chewing gum. So you'd eat through your ice cream, very nice, you get to the end and it was a semi-frozen chewing gum. The cone holder was actually transparent, so you could see it at the end. And yeah, you'd be waiting to, you know, get through your ice cream and then down to something even worse.
Come on, Kirk.
I tell you, some attention to detail there.
Yes, I remember the screwball.
Go on, I don't remember it
yes,
at all.
Yes, yeah. So your man had arrived in his ice cream van with his dingy, dingy, dingy.
Yeah.
And there was loads of it because they had to have a variety of produce. They couldn't just have a cone with a 99 or whatever.
Yeah.
So these were served in plastic things, as Kirk described. And then at the end, then the bonus was some chewing gum. So that was it. And there was loads of syrup on top. I don't know. I can't remember if they were pre-prepared or not. I don't think they were. The chewing gum was in the thing. And he then did the ice cream and then put the syrup on top and delivered it to you. I think that was the screwball. People will correct me again. 515-51 if I'm wrong. So
that ice cream would last for a few hours, because once you'd finished the ice cream, you'd have something else.
You'd have the chewing gum. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Keep
good value.
Giving.
Good value. Yes. Yeah. 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 So you met two likely lads then at the end, did you?
I did, James and Glenn. And James loves an ice cream that is a firm favourite with friends of mine as well. A very popular one.
I love a brunch. It used to be a loop-de-loop, and capitalism got a hold of the loop-de-loops. The chocolates aren't the same, they're a bit smaller. So I'd have to go with a brunch. I like eating around the sides first.
Have you had a brunch already this year?
Do you know what? Not that I can remember. I think we're sort of only coming into brunch territory now, aren't we?
Yeah. James has spotted the shrinkflation. It's affected everything. Shrinkflation.
It has.
Yes, yeah.
And I saw a loop-de-loop the last day and I noted it. Yeah,
yeah.
It's smaller.
Have you ever had a brunch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
there. Many's the time.
Brunch
they're
is
great.
Good. So
yeah.
when you go away from the cone, then what's your favourite?
If I'm feeling like I can splash out, I might go for a Magnum.
Right.
But then you can't beat the classics like a Twister or a Tangle Twister, I think was what it was called before they dropped the Tangle.
Mm.
But Twisters are lovely. I love when you get to the red piece in the centre, that kind of ice lolly style
nice
recipe. It's really nice. And you kind of feel like it's misleading, because you feel like an ice cream is quenching your thirst, especially the Tangle Twisters or the...
Don't ruin it for us. Don't ruin it for us. Don't ruin it for us. We don't want any science here today.
I'll say one thing.
Yes.
Sometimes I'm thirsty after an ice
cream.
Yes, you are.
Yes, yeah. There's a science to that. Ice burger.
I want more.
Thanks for asking. Ice burger is my favourite. Thanks for asking.
It's all me.
And you asked Glenn as well what his favourite was.
It has to be a Calippo, Calippo, yeah. Or like the push pops, you know them. I would be a fan of ice cream, yeah, but if I was eating ice cream, it'd be like HB ice cream on the block, chopped down a couple of wafers. But if it's not ice cream, it's a Calippo, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's the old school. I remember Granny Darcy doing that up in the shop.
Oh.
And the big knife, with the block of ice cream, vanilla, it was always, sometimes with a little raspberry ripple in the middle, and the wafers either side of it. Mm. Yummity.
So good. And would you be looking to see how big a chunk she'd give you of ice cream?
Yeah, I don't like my younger self for that. I was always comparing when it came to ice creams and desserts. I don't know if anybody else has a memory of themselves as a younger person that they don't like. And that was the trait that I recognised in myself now, but I don't like it. I was always comparing. They got more than me. Maybe that's just being a child, is it? I don't know.
Just being a child. Yeah.
Okay. I think I hear Noel calling you there.
Okay, I'm off on
you go.
Way, Noel.
See you, Sinead. Mind yourself. See you later. Bye. Say hello to Sinead and hello to Noel. Hello, everybody. Hello.
How are you?
Great, you're there. How are you, Noel Tracy?
I'm not too bad, mate, not too bad.
You better do it. Just press the button there, Noel. Get us in the mood. Okay, kill it there, Noel, kill it.
The kids running over from the estate,
sorry. I forgot that. I didn't think it through.
Yeah. What's the story?
Great to talk to you, Noel. You're there with our Sinead. I hope you're treating her well.
I am.
Yeah. Has she got her 99
sure
yet?
She's just dipping her fingers into all my sprinkles here already, you know.
Right.
She's not even wearing any gloves, so.
So, Noel, give us your CV, your pedigree.
I'm at this all my life, right, since I was a kid. I just showed Sinead a few photographs here, kind of embarrassing, but me on the beach with my dad back in the, it must be really early 80s, and I've just been brought up in it. It's what we do. It's in the blood, as they say.
Yeah, and Tiger ice cream, where does the name Tiger come from?
Bit of a long story. It was my dad's nickname, and we just carried it in through the ice cream then. It was just how everybody knew us, and then we kind of went off it for a while. And then when the dot-coms came in and we had a website, we just went back to it because it was the Tiger economy, and it just sounded good. And we went back to our roots, as you say.
Yeah.
So, that's where it came from.
Are you addicted to the weather apps?
I don't look at them anymore, Ray, because they're no good.
All right, right.
But if I was to go by the weather apps, I'd never get to work, to be honest with you. It's always raining when you look at them.
Right,
so,
okay.
I'm going to work, whether it's raining or not, you know that
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
I tend not to look at them.
You have
the apps that are a day off app, and then you have the apps that are a positive app. That's what I find.
Right.
Not really.
The good news is that they're saying, Met Aaron are saying, that it's good weather well into next week. 20 degrees.
Yeah, so I believe, yeah. So the phone is hopping. Phone is actually hopping. You can't get off the phone at the minute. So it's good. And at the same time, you're trying to walk and sell ice cream as well, you know that way.
So what's the most popular product in Tiger Ice Cream's van?
The 99.
99.
By a mile. But now these days, so... kids are spoiled for choice, so there's ice cream parlours everywhere, and you know, with the garages and all that, so us ice cream men have to adapt, so we have everything that we will get in a parlour now. So I'm looking at Oreos and sherbet, chocolate sprinkles, marshmallows, Biscoff, you name it, we have it now, because you have to adapt.
But
what's the 99 is by far the most popular.
And what's the secret
99 with raspberry syrup?
What's the secret to, you know, creating the perfect cone?
I suppose it's really all about how you prepare your day. You know, you start your day, you clean all your machines, make sure everything's ready to go, and, you know, fail to prepare and prepare to fail, as they say. It's the exact same thing in this business. Use a good product.
Yeah.
Make sure everything is good and clean. And you know, we start 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. We start getting ready. It's a couple of hours before we even, you know, even think about going out to sell the ice cream. And that's just the way it is, you know. So it's the trick, I suppose, is just do things the right way, I suppose.
Right.
Use good products.
Have you showed our Sinead how to prepare an ice cream cone?
I will.
Yeah. Okay, I'm in for it now, right?
Just, I better get the lingo right, Noel. Is it to pull a cone? You pull a cone, is that it?
Yes.
You pull a
yes.
cone, right.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Now, it's harder than you think.
Oh,
I'm going to let her make a mistake.
Right.
Okay.
So
I have the cone in my hand here, Ray.
Yes.
So here we go.
Right.
Okay.
So
the lever?
The trick is slow.
Slow, okay.
And don't be afraid. Just let it build up.
Okay. And okay? Do I move my both hands? Or no, just
no,
the
No, leave
the
this
right
one here, and then it will actually push your hand down. You'll find it.
Oh, jeepers. Oh, I've made a mess, Ray.
This looks a bit like a flying saucer, Ray. That's it.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Looks good. I'll take a photo.
Yeah, you can leave your CV in the back.
Listen, Sinead, it's radio looking for you. Save your blushes.
No. There's nothing wrong with it. It's grand.
Noel, listen, we're keeping you away from your work. I know you have a big birthday later in the summer, in August, so in advance, happy 50th.
Stop. Rumours, Floyd.
Will you give us one last blast of Daisy Daisy there before we go?
I will.
Noel Tracy from Tiger Cream Van. Thanks, Noel. Woo-hoo. Sinead, Slán, good luck. Enjoy your 99. Slán.
Thank you.
There you go. He stopped it already. He's afraid to attract the children. Okay, quick commercial break and then we go to Noel.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.